You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
Michael Zavala.
You listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
I'm very
sick. So
oh, here we go.
Yeah, that beat sounds so tough, like Michael Zavala's in the building.
That's right.
And then walking in like
yeah. All short.
Rolling right. in.
Coming on crutches.
Looking like a Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage.
Looking like you're dragging a leg behind.
Who the, is that the Peter
oh
from...
Oh my God, don't start with me.
Is that Peter from...
Oh yes, we need to talk about
I'm
that.
I'm upset about... Because I didn't finish...
Do we have
I
to?
I wasn't here... You got other gay people to come in here and talk about it, but not me.
Right.
I didn't know they
the
were gay.
The actual one that actually knows about
no,
it.
No, you didn't you were know in they were gay. You
I was talking
about
I was
women.
Showing them women and shit on my phone yeah. and stuff.
Were they gay?
They're gay.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
No, we had to bring in backups because you were in the gay homeland.
How many backups do you need to take
you went
my
to
place?
San Francisco?
Two.
There's two?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
You went to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, the capital of the gay.
The gay.
Right, he went for pride. He went for pre-pride.
Pre-pride.
Yeah.
Ready.
What did you do over there? Actually, what was the point?
Well, the point was we just had planned this like last year.
Yeah.
And so we had bought our tickets at the beginning of the year. And
but to go, just to go?
Just to go sightsee.
Yeah.
One of the main points was to see Castro, which is their gay, the name of their gay district over there. So, but then besides that, we just went looking around Fisherman's Wharf. We went to different
like. Did you see
like,
the seals and stuff?
We did. They're gross. It reminded me of you.
Did they skeet on?
They,
hold on.
Because they
did, did they skeet on you?
No, but they do pee. Skeet, they skeet, they pee and then they poop on and then roll in it.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's what Jaime does.
And then they're always fighting with each other. I guess like you know, supposed to be the alpha male, whatever. Which,
right.
Which you're not. So that part.
Right.
It didn't remind me
and
of
like
you at all.
You are. You're not even a male at all.
I am.
Yeah, he is. He's more male than anybody in this room.
Yeah.
No, I think he likes
I don't
more
get
male
peed
than
on.
Anybody.
I saw that you went. I thought you. I saw that you went karaokeing.
Oh, I did. I
yes!
did. Yeah.
There goes Eric.
Is that
on
Chris
stage.
Sapphire?
That's Mark.
Oh.
There goes Eric right here.
How do I see you met my faithful handyman?
I don't even know this song. What's the song?
It's I don't know why I said I'll think a Little Shop of Horrors, but
Rocky
it's
Horror
Rocky
Show?
Horror Picture Show.
Oh, okay.
And it's
I've never heard
have
you
ever
sing
seen
before.
It?
No, I've never seen it with Rick Moranis.
No, with
that's
Tim,
a Little Shop.
Oh, that's
with
right.
Tim Curry.
Oh, that's right.
As Frankenfurter.
No.
Much of a man. But,
sing, go girl, go.
So is this your go-to karaoke song?
Go girl,
song?
Do it, girl.
Yeah, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Yeah, it is. I didn't have one before,
uh-huh.
And then me and Mark were like, "Well, what would you sing if you ever did karaoke?" And I was like. I don't know, like, because I really can't sing.
No, you do pretty good. Listen. Yeah.
Well, also,
I've never heard you sing before. This is beautiful. Spider's tearing up right now.
Oh, something's happening in my pantaloons.
Right.
Pantaloons?
Yeah, he's looking at you in a whole different light now.
No, so...
I think you have a music career going on here.
No, the reason why I said I would go do a go-to would be like a Broadway or a musical song.
Uh-huh.
Something in theater because since I can't sing, but I can, like, at least mix it with theatrics.
Oh, you were being theatrical here?
Yeah, so it would be a little more up my alley.
Okay.
Because it's not really singing, but then it kind of is.
You're doing the William Shatner like, talk singing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I want to know what Jaime's go-to karaoke song is.
I never done karaoke. Never
oh, we all? Gotta do this. Oh, this man. Has gotta be a bit.
All right. Let me put that
yeah,
on
I'll
my
go,
list.
Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll do
my
it with
list
you.
Of things to get Jaime to
Hold
try.
On, let me think.
We have to get him at least one shot, so have the courage to do it.
I also want you to try
maybe
a VR horror
maybe
game.
A Bon Jovi song, maybe.
Okay.
A rock song.
I could see you doing that.
I'm thinking.
My go-to is Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
Mambo
Number
5.
Yeah.
You know, I thought of you.
One, two.
I don't know the whole word.
Hold on, do it again.
That was me.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
One. Two.
And I thought it was
nah,
I
that's not
it,
you, dog.
It is him.
That's me.
You're backing up off the damn mic.
Yes,
pushing
I'm not
button over there.
No, I'm not doing it. All right. Hands above my head. One, two,
now put your
three,
feet.
Four, five.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God. He's like just like his ass.
I don't want to see that happen.
I thought of you.
No, I want to see that. Like, what the hell?
Eminem is one of your favorite.
Yeah,
he does a good Eminem.
Yeah.
This girl they were with, her name was.
But that's not a song. That's a rap song.
Yeah, the karaoke crowd doesn't like rap.
I mean, it's still. Me up there doing karaoke.
Yeah, you're still. Right. It's
no,
still
no,
talent.
No, yours was a song.
Yeah, Mama was a song. Yeah,
but the
yeah.
rap
I saw
song.
I saw the video you're talking about. One of your friends, or
yeah,
was she with you or what?
Yeah, her name is Daphne.
She's very cute. Is she real?
Yeah, she's real.
Okay.
Right now she's taken right now.
Okay.
At the moment.
But you'll let me know as soon as that situation
comes
up.
But she did.
Is she gay or is she straight?
No, she's straight.
And she's a real woman.
Yeah, she did.
And naturally, she was born a woman. Not trying to offend anybody on Pride Day.
No.
But Pride Month or whatever it is. Is it a month or a day?
It's a whole month.
Okay.
The month of June. But this weekend is Dallas Pride. This is the weekend. But no, she did the whole rap to Eminem, Slim Shady stand-up or whatever. Like,
To the T.
Like, the speed.
That's the way to my heart right there.
The word pronunciation. And it's hard to rap fast and pronounce every word.
The Slim Shady song? Yeah.
Yes. And like, she wasn't even
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then she wasn't...
Yeah, because just
she
like
wasn't
that.
Even looking like at the thing. She was like, da, 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 da. I was like, oh my God, this bitch crazy. And I was like, okay, nah, so then next one you do Busta Rhymes.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Good luck with that.
I knew, I dated a girl one time that could do Busta Rhymes.
Oh, you know my what? God.
She could one do song. Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had the voice of Busta Rhymes.
You know what?
Yeah.
You go to,
that's what attracted
me. That Lullaby?
Yeah.
Back in the day, you go to DMX on Sunday and.
DMX is a strip club or a real club?
Looks like Busta Rhymes.
Everybody would be rapping all the whole song through.
Right.
Because that's like...
But that's not on stage in front of people as karaoke.
That's, on, that's,
the,
on,
that's the club
yeah,
singing
that's at the
unison.
Club.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, boy, y'all know them songs. Like, they're rending your heart, fool.
I think I've only done karaoke like 2 or 3 times. I'm not a big fan. I don't like butchering people's songs.
See, Jaime's amazed by people remembering words.
I'm not good
Yeah, exactly.
There was this couple that went up that did... you're familiar with... I'm sure you heard it with The Shallow... With Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. These couple went up there and totally butchered it. Mm. I'm all like, y'all knew y'all could not go up there and do that song. So
right.
Why even
the
try?
Dude couldn't have done any the worse letters than were Bradley
did,
Cooper.
He did worse.
Did they have the letters on the screen?
Huh?
Yeah,
they have the alphabet on the screen.
And
then, you just have to pick your letters.
Right. And Mark was here on the side singing it like to the T and everything. I'm like, Mark, you should have went up there and did it.
Yeah. The first song I ever did karaoke was "I Tried" by Macy Gray.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
how long ago was that?
I tried to say goodbye and I choked.
People got confused because they really thought it was Macy Gray on the stage.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was probably like 15 years ago.
South Park Lord thing going on.
Yeah, but anyway, well, that's cool. You had a good time.
Yeah, I will say there were.
He's been to California twice without me now.
Oh yeah.
So far.
Right. Well, stay off scooters, dude.
There was these older dudes.
I was perfectly able to go this time, and I never got an invite.
You wouldn't have gone anyway.
No, I got
you
too much
to go
stuff.
To Orlando?
You already said you can only take so many gay activities.
I haven't been out with the gays in a long time.
This one was only like really like maybe like 2 gay activities for maybe like a total of 5 hours.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do gay activities for 5 hours.
We didn't do that many. We did more of like just sightseeing the main points.
Right. So. I got a big announcement to make. Other than me being able to do gay activities for 5 hours.
I didn't get that until now.
We already knew. We already knew that.
But your energy, Jaime, you're all
like, no, he's off.
Sleep at 5 o'clock and just woke up at.
No, if you make it through,
I had to be here at 10
surprised.
This morning, so I woke up at 9. So 5, 6.
That's
7,
still
8.
Regular time people wake up.
Don't do math in public.
4 hours. 3 hours.
I think it's diabetes part 2 getting you.
That's true. It's probably it.
And that DP you're drinking.
So a big announcement. We can finally announce this because the paperwork is signed.
Yeah.
It's official now. Within the next 6 weeks, we'll be in a brand new studio.
Crossing fingers.
There's a lot of other paperwork needs to be signed and things have to happen. But if everything works out well, within 6 weeks, we'll
Wait
be in
minute.
Brand new studios right up the street. We're even closer to strip clubs now.
Yes. Right. We share a parking lot.
Yeah, almost. They're behind us.
I have a question.
I can see them from
just
our studio.
Just where I like them.
Oh, go ahead.
What about Jaime? I mean, he's part of the show. How is he going to?
He can drive just like everyone else and get there.
I'm not going. No, this is the last time you see me.
What? No way.
Say goodbye to
They're
Jaime.
They're not going
to
let you in
ever.
The building.
Yeah, we have security now, so I don't know that he can come in.
I'm not going to drive over there, man.
Aww,
like,
man.
If you think about.
Because what if I got to do tattoo at.
Yeah,
3:30.
We don't do a tattoo.
It's 5 minutes from here.
First off, yeah, it's 5 minutes down the street. It's literally, actually, it's the next street down.
Yeah, it really is.
So, and plus, you're not supposed to be doing tattoos on Sundays anyway. You did this whole speech about how it's the Lord's day.
The Lord told me that.
And then he realized
he sends people to me every day.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So never. It's not. It's, you know, I can talk to people every day.
Right. So what was the change of heart though? You did 2 weeks of I don't want to work on the Lord's day.
No, I did a long time. I did a couple years without working on.
No,
Sundays.
You've been doing this ever since I've known you. And then his son spends $250 on a PlayStation. Next thing you know, he's working on Sunday.
No, that was $300.
And now the Lord's telling him he needs to work to make up that $300 he just spent.
I make money regardless though.
All right,
it's funny.
We gotta take a break.
This is MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is John Phillips. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I'm just looking over your resume you submitted with us and just want to confirm a couple of things, if that's okay. You say you are proficient.
I think you might have the wrong number. I haven't submitted a resume.
Were you the one sending in this for administrative assistant?
No.
I just need to know just to clarify with my boss, if you are proficient in Microsoft Word, so I can just put that on there.
No, I think you have the wrong number or the wrong person.
Okay, well, I found this resume here on my desk, and it's got all your information on it.
Oh, yeah, but, and what's the name?
Ashley.
Oh, yeah, that's not me. So, yeah, I just got this number.
Oh,
so
whoa. I'm sorry. I got this mixed up. No, this is my prostitute stack. I'm sorry. No, this is, okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to call back some resumes, and I got my papers mixed up. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Do you have any specials going on right now?
No.
Memorial Day specials?
No, I'm sorry.
No, buy 2 hours, get one free, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Can I bring a friend?
No.
She hung up.
Michael Zavala.
You're going to be stuck on your warehouse job for a little bit longer because you did not win the $100 cash prize.
Well,
please leave the room.
I got to thank you for the opportunity.
Shut up.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Just leave the room.
Call the show now at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Pack your bags. You're heading back to Georgia or wherever you're from. Get the F out of my studio.
This is MZ Now. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Hi there, this is Chris Floyd, and you're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Spider doesn't like Little Zon X or whatever his name is.
Nas.
Is that his name?
Well, he was just telling me that the beat in the background was Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until he told me.
Yeah, we were talking about it last week because someone was playing it, and I was like, dude, that's a Nine Inch Nails song.
My son don't like that song either.
I don't either.
Your son doesn't like it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but your
every
son
every time he plays on the radio, he'll change that channel. That's,
he has good taste.
No, he likes some weird...
some Russian...
Oh, he does. He loves Russian music.
What?
Like some weird...
You know, his granny's like half German or something.
Oh,
and
really? Well, there you go.
So, because she's white, and it's like he thinks he's German, too. I'm like,
He does. He told me that.
You little bit, but you're not. They don't care. Yeah. Germans are like, you got to be German. You have blood, and you gone.
Well, that's the old days. Not today. It's not like these
days. Yeah, it ain't, but that's what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah.
That boy is crazy.
Right.
And I got him for 3 months. Help me.
Oh, he's out of school. That's right. I forgot.
I know, man.
All right.
I love him though.
Please say that.
All right. Let's talk about Game of Thrones, and I never want to talk about it again.
All right.
Because it's over.
It's over with.
It's done.
Do you want?
All right. No, we gotta talk about the ending.
Right.
I have a 2-word review.
Okay.
They tried.
Well, the author did say. The ending is really not set in stone yet because it's not written.
It already ended.
Like in the book.
The TV show. The author of the books has not wrote the ending to the series.
But
there's
did you?
Two, I think
so
there's two
in the,
other
in, the, in, the, in the book is
he hasn't wrote it yet.
Is she alive? Or?
He said it may be different.
The books ended like probably like season 5.
Yeah.
Part of season 6 might have been from the books, but everything else they made up.
Everything you started watching has been made up.
Exactly.
If you started like mid series.
They consulted with
episode
him.
Episode 5 and stuff.
Now, he said his idea was to put Bran as the leader
the
of the whatever.
Us.
Yeah,
king,
that was his
king
idea.
Of the Six Kingdoms.
Right.
And that's how it ended.
I thought it was fine. Here's my review. I thought it was fine.
I thought it was.
I wasn't that invested in.
I was excited when that dragon really. I thought he was going to burn snow, but that month he burned the. He burned the damn property.
That might have been my favorite part.
He burned the throne.
He sees her dead, sees a knife sticking out of her, and then burns the chair of swords.
Yeah.
Because that's why she died for a chair. Chair.
Sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think that dragon.
But Snow could have kept her alive and like, you know, manipulated her because she loved him so much.
I didn't care.
No, because she wanted to take over the rest of the world, right? And that's where Snow said, she's going to kill a lot of people.
She was eventually going to kill his sisters.
Everybody. So he stopped that from happening.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the whole point. She went crazy.
Oh, yeah, because she wanted to control everybody. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, because, like, what are we going to do? And then she's, oh, we're going to kill everybody and start brand new, basically.
Really? Like, for me, the thing was, like, it was just so inconsistent compared to all the other seasons.
She really
It was like you just jumped from event to event.
Yeah.
There was no reaction at all. You didn't see any kind of aftermath. It was just this happened.
It was okay for what it was. I mean, like, they had to wrap it up in this one season. I felt like it could have been two more seasons to fully wrap it up. There was a lot of loose ends. And I feel like there's a lot of things for them to play with.
What loose ends?
Like,
there's so many, though.
There's so many. Like, Arya, like, what's going to happen with her? They should have made a show
about her. Well, you heard what she said in the end, right?
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. But they said they're not going to make a spin-off series with her.
No, she's done.
They're making a prequel of Westeros to talk about the Children of the Forest, which I mean, who wants to watch that?
I don't.
Well, that's the wild.
I didn't even like the episode.
No, the forest is the wildings, ain't it?
No.
No, remember those magical little elf things that were in the forest?
That
created the Night King. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is it's so
well,
far.
Well, yeah, they got to get down to where the Night King started.
I would rather watch Arya travel west of Westeros.
That's what she said, right?
What else goes on in this world?
And she's an assassin, so I mean, I want to watch that.
Right. And that was the other thing, is like, why did she go through all this training?
I wish she would have got it.
With the faceless people.
Right.
And then never really used it.
Did even kill Cersei. I wanted to see that.
I was upset with that.
She went out wrong.
Like, man.
She should have been like tortured, slaughtered.
Yeah.
I mean,
man,
like,
I
they
so
should have shaved
man.
Her bald and walked her down the highway and
for
dragged
me,
her ass.
Yeah, but for me, the way it happened was perfect, because she died just like everyone else, just another number.
No, yeah. She died in her brother's arms.
But it wasn't anything big. It was just her
dying. That's what
just like everyone else
we're
did.
Mad at, because it should have been like this whole.
Should have been nice.
She should have been like, Arya should have happened to run into her on her way out.
Right. And
like,
she shouldn't have just died. She was the cause of all this. First off, her and her brother, the start of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then they just go away. Not even the last episode, second to last episode, like that, like no big deal.
Right.
And then they find, poor guys.
Y'all want too much.
No, that's no, you just don't. Want but the you know, bad guy. These are the main bad guys. It's like if we watch the Batman cartoon and the Joker dies like midway through the show, and then Batman does something else, and it's like, what happened?
Like, it's just like the Sopranos. Did you watch Sopranos?
Yes.
They walk into a restaurant. It was over with.
Right.
It's the same thing. It sucks.
But I feel like they should.
It's like the Joker dies of a heart attack midway through the episode. You're like, what?
I think they could have explored Jon Snow a little bit more.
Yes, please.
Since they. Brought him back from the dead, first of all. So that's a big event.
And he just goes back to work in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. Oh, let's say back to the wall.
Yeah. Like, and what are they protecting themselves from now?
Right. Exactly. That was. Oh.
Dead.
That was the whole point. But my thing was, okay, so like for Jon Snow, he's half dead.
Right.
And he's half Targaryen.
Right.
So would that mean if that undead dragon would have blasted him?
He wouldn't have burnt.
Right.
Right.
You would think, right? Well, I don't know because they didn't show that part.
Right.
I want whatever you
how,
got.
How mad would you
what
be
you
though
mean
if
he
you
was
died?
Half dead. Just because they brought him back from the dead, you think he's part of the?
He's got some magic or something.
He is. He's half dead.
No, but the witch, the red witch, brought him back to life.
Right.
Yeah, but the god of light brought him back. Really. So which is magical.
For a purpose, which apparently he didn't fulfill, because everyone that fulfilled their purpose died.
He worked a 9-to-5.
Exactly.
He didn't want to be a king anyway.
How mad would you be if you died? Right. Let's say you died tomorrow, Jaime, from diabetes part two, and then you somehow miraculously wake up and you come back to life. I must have a purpose to fill.
This and then you big, go this big thing. Like,
right. And then you go work 30 more years selling insurance.
Shut up.
And then die in a car wreck or something like some. Yeah.
He blocked me up in a damn thing. Oh,
some.
Right, what's wrong with this mic, man?
Nothing.
Keep turning it off, man.
No, it's probably your headphones.
It's not pointed at your face.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
All right.
You need to calm down. You get too much energy right now.
No, I'm tired.
Right. But imagine that. Like, how you're working a 9-to-5 job, you can't get out of it, and then you just die. You die of old age or whatever. Like, what was the point of that? That's pretty much what happened. That's to me, Bran being the leader of the Six Kingdoms, whatever, I thought that was fine.
Mm-hmm. And then his sister, she didn't want to join or bow down to him, right?
Sansa. She wanted to be her own thing. That's fine, yeah.
I thought
that was fine.
They can butt heads. If Sansa started pulling some stuff up, like the Dragon Queen,
yeah,
then that means Bran got to fight her own sister.
She's not gonna do anything. I feel like she could have been more of a bitch though. Like, I don't feel like she was bitchy enough.
No, I think she was trying to be a bitch. She wasn't bitchy.
Yeah, I thought she was trying to, but it was like it felt like she was trying.
She got that
to
bitter beer face.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
But I figured Jon Snow wasn't going to be the leader, and I said this a couple weeks ago because. The whole point of the writers was to shock you every turn, you know, to give you something you didn't expect. And everyone knew that Jon Snow was the obvious choice. So obviously he wasn't
wanting
going
him to be.
Right. So they're not going to do that. If everyone thought that Sansa was going to be the obvious choice, they would put Jon Snow in. You know, it's just something to throw you off. Yeah, but it's BS.
But Bran was like, he went and tried to fulfill his bullshit destiny.
Right.
You know what, though? Bran knew what was going
to
happen.
He manipulated the situation to get where he was.
Yeah, because he already knew what was the end.
He was the ultimate player.
He seen the future. He knew it was going to happen. He was going to be the king.
Right.
Because that's what the third eye, the raven, gave him the future and the past.
No, he didn't see the future.
He didn't?
No. He only saw the present and the past.
Oh, I thought he saw
the future. That's why when they asked if they could use the dragon to burn the Night King, he was like, I don't know. No one's ever tried it.
Then what happened to the damn dragon? Where did it go?
Exactly.
That would have been the next part of the show.
That's what we're saying.
But there's no more. This is it. That's why people are upset.
I'm not upset at all. I'm glad.
It's another Sopranos. It's another Sopranos.
I wish we could stop talking about it.
Why?
Yeah, I agree with Spider. I'm like, the show's over. I turn on the computer every day and I look through, you know, whatever's articles are going on.
Petition to get another season. I'm like, no, thank you. Did
you
see this?
The Walking Dead keeps on going. This is not The Walking Dead. This is The Walking Dead.
But I'm so tired of hearing all these articles about Game of Thrones. It's over. Get over it. I don't need to hear about what you thought or the surprising Easter egg. Yeah. It's done. Yeah. It's been over for 2 or 3 weeks now. Let's move on with life. I don't need to talk about Game of Thrones anymore.
I did enjoy the Starbucks cup, though.
What would be the next show that comes out is going to be good?
I don't know. If we knew, we wouldn't be here.
That Stranger Things Part 3.
Oh, that'll probably be big,
When is it coming out?
Next month.
They're taking too long. Sabrina, that's a good show.
I've never seen it.
That girl Sansa's going to come, the Sansa Queen going to come out on that movie, X-Men.
X-Men, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometime soon.
All right, do you want to do this real quick, Spider?
Do what? Let's
do it.
You want to do this game real quick, or do you think we have time? It's a quick game. We decided to do this last minute. We had a guest fall through.
I came up with this on the way here in the car.
Right.
So we're going to do a little something. I found some...
Game of Thrones references?
No, vintage... Yeah. Cuss words.
Oh.
What?
From like the 1800s.
Is it from the Mentos commercial?
Oh my gosh.
That was really confusing, man.
The Mentos. You never seen the Mentos commercial where they cuss you? You lick liquor or something like that?
It was those breath mint commercial.
Yeah, the Mentos breath
potty
mint.
Mouth. Clean it up.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't Mentos.
It wasn't?
No.
All right.
What kind of time we got here? All right, we'll do a few of these. So, I just want you to guess what the meaning of these swear words are. And number one is beard splitter. Beard splitter.
Do I guess two or no?
Yeah, everybody. Beard splitter. Let's hear what you think. This one makes sense when you hear what it means.
Whenever is it a gay reference where like you, it's a straight guy has a beard and it's like, oh, you're a beard splitter because you have going between the beards.
I was
going
to say something like that.
You are so close.
It's the opposite in your beard.
You are pretty much correct. It's the Victorian word for penis.
Oh.
The beard splitter.
Wow. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Look, man, he done went cross seas with that shit.
Okay.
Victorian, come on now.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm Mexican, dog. I don't even speak that stuff, is it?
Barely speaks English.
I know.
There's not a whole lot of
I'm trying
classic
to look out for
American
Trump, and you bringing f***ing Great Britain
in the
picture.
That long.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, let's move on. Moving on. I can't say that one, so we'll not do that. Fop doodle.
Fop doodle.
That's like saying, oh,
maybe.
No.
Referencing someone that's plays both sides, like a flip flopper, like bisexual type of deal.
A poodle that is always flopping over.
I wish it was that.
Somebody
but it's very simply a dumbass.
Oh.
A fop doodle.
Jaime, okay.
No, I don't even speak this Victorian stuff.
Eric Starr.
All right, let's move to the 18th. We've moved to the 18th century with the word anchovy.
Oh.
And it is not the food. No, it's not.
It's coochie.
Oh.
Yeah. I would that's going to be my guess.
It smells
nailed
like
it.
Anchovy.
It is.
You better wash that out, Eric.
That is an 18th century word for the vagina. Yes.
Okay.
How about Rantalian? This one I think is my favorite.
Rantalian. When somebody's.
Wow, y'all are very specific. You got anything?
I was gonna say mine was more PG and family. These go straight to gay porn.
This one,
gay pride weekend.
He's throwing in sexual things.
If
it's a cuss word, it's gotta be sexual.
I got the first one right. Yeah,
if it's a cuss word, it's gotta be some sexual or something.
Say it again.
A dirty person. Like you're out in the field.
Rantalian.
You're part ram, part reptilian.
This is a very specific
Ram-talian.
Somebody's.
No, but you're
like a jackass.
You're
like
at least closer to what it is. So
like a dumbass.
This is really specific, but it's a word that means one whose scrotum is longer than his penis.
Oh, okay.
Big balls. Grandpa
big,
balls.
Big ballians.
So Jaime.
Oh my god.
Jaime.
Got some big balls.
Rapscallion.
You're rapscallion.
Big ballian.
I'm an older man. I can't ask that question.
All right, last one. This one is a little bit newer from the early 20th century. Be scumber.
Somebody that.
I would just say
I'll
somebody
say
stupid.
It's not. It's an action, not a person.
Oh. Somebody that
is to do something
swallows something bodily fluid.
Okay, yeah.
It does have to do with the bodily fluid.
Somebody drinks their own pee.
No.
Somebody pissing.
All right.
Oh, it's milk. The woman is milk out of you.
All right. All right. Enough guesses.
Swapping saliva.
You're all wrong. It is to spray poo upon.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's a monkey stuff,
I like that man. Fireworks. I can totally miss. Like,
wow.
I got some more, but that's enough.
Yeah, that's good.
To spray poo on.
That's a good 3-minute killer. Right. All right, we're done. I think, we're back next week. I don't think it's not Father's Day, right? We're off for Father's Day, whatever they do.
It's in June sometime. I don't know.
We're in June now.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
I know. I'm getting all confused. I don't know what day it is. Anyway, all right, we'll see you guys next week, and hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll be in our new studio, which will have better AC than here. So
this will be the last day you see me, so sorry, bye.
We still got 6 weeks.
And the crowd goes wild.
Oh, we still got 6 weeks?
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.